Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence and your leading and your interpretation of the word as we go into it. And thank you, Father God. Thank you for your great love, Father God, that instructs us, Father God, that blesses us, Lord, and exalts us to that which you have got for us, the place in your heart, Father God. We want nothing else but what you want for us, Father God. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, precious family. The readings is from Galatians chapter 2, and we're doing verses 6 to 10.
And from those who seem to be influential, what they were makes no difference to me. God shows no partiality. Those, I say, who seemed influential added nothing to me. On the contrary, when they saw that I had been entrusted with the gospel to the uncircumcised, just as Peter had been entrusted with the gospel to the circumcised, for he who worked through Peter for his apostolic ministry to the circumcised work also through me for mine to the Gentiles. And when James and Cephas and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given to me, they gave the right hand of fellowship to Barnabas and me, that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised. Only they ask us to remember the poor, the very thing I was eager to do.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, it's so beautiful. I love the passage where it speaks about Jesus, and it says he knew where he came from, he knew where he was going to, and everything that was given into his hand. And so when we know from whom we've come and we've surrendered and we have committed our lives to our Maker, our Father, the one that loves our soul and has got the right place for our will, intellect, and emotions. That's the place of beautiful freedom and refreshment. We draw close to him and we hear from him. And then that which he gives us is benefits to us, because it's we finding ourselves. And then any of the believers out there, any of the true believers, they witness with our gifting, they witness with our calling, and they can only but just give their hand of fellowship and say, you are blessed, and you are sent by God, be a blessing. And then that's the beauty. It's your gifting making room for you. I've seen in my development and in being in ministries, when I'm in tune with the Lord, no one can add anything, because you can only be a full. If you're a full cup, you can't be any fuller. You full with what the Lord has said, what the Lord has revealed. And any true leader can just but acknowledge that. But I've noticed that when I haven't stayed in tune with the leadings of God, I remember in the Ark specifically, one time where I'm running the prison ministry, I'm running the disciple school, and running the Joshua team, and I know God is speaking to me, but I'm not moving into some things that I need to do. And so the leadership calls me in, and they say, we know God is with you, and we know you make a difference wherever you plant it. Don't you want to work here? And the way they put it across sounded very nice. I said yes, but as I walked out, I was just convicted. This is not my calling. And I said, and then I realized why, because I'm not staying in tune with the Spirit. And then I just said, Lord, please just close this door. Just close. And they never called me in again. Never, ever. I had to put other things on my plate that wasn't coming from the Lord. And so God just closed the door. So it was a mighty lesson that we just need to stay in tune. Stay in tune with the Almighty. Stay in tune with his leadings and just be who you're supposed to be, because the fragrance you are is a unique fragrance that's a benefit to each and every one. Why? Because each and every one of us came into this world fearfully and wonderfully made, with days ordained for us written. And when we had run played around, when we were the fools, were the deceived, and we came to an end of it and we turned to the living God, that's a time that we turn to him totally, to hear from him, be built up by him, and be a full cup every day, so as to grow into that unique, wonderful blessing that is laid out for us. That's a benefit to us, our families, a benefit to our community, and a benefit to this world. So be blessed and stay in tune with the Almighty God, the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit, because that's your true family and that's your true destiny. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you don't show any partiality. I pray that you will work in each one of us today. Give us the desire and the power to do your will, the plan that you have for each one of us, the unique plan. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.